Hey guys, welcome to the Liberal Hive Mind, a channel solely focused on exposing the abundant hypocrisy of the left. Okay, now it's a seriously bad look for the Democrats. You know, they need something. You can't get elected on nothing. That right there is my Captain Obvious statement of the week, but you know, it's true. You need a talking point. But most importantly, you need a platform. You need something to motivate voters to get to the polls. You need to convince millions of people that you have their interests at heart and that you're delivering results. Otherwise, it's a futile endeavor. Your campaign won't go anywhere. Well, like I've been saying, and I think like many people have been saying, the way it appears as of right now is as if the Democrats don't have anything. And even lifelong Democrats have essentially admitted that. Stephen A. Smith, for instance. Mr. Smith essentially indicates that the only reason they're indicting Donald Trump is because they don't have anything to run on. Tulsi Gabbard, another lifelong Democrat and even Democrat presidential candidate, essentially said the same thing the other day.
They're getting exactly what they want. President Biden, the Democrat elite, they can't compete on the issues, so they're trying to essentially keep President Trump locked up in a courtroom.
And so it seems obvious to everybody. They have no messaging platform. They have no wins. They have no track record, no results, or no plans to run on. And everything they've tried has failed. So the question is, what are they left with? Well, I think the answer to that question is pretty much nothing. They have the whole "my democracy" talking point, which at one point was a powerful tool. But again, even as leftists are admitting, simply isn't working.
The economy, Trump leads. Immigration, Trump leads. Foreign conflicts, Trump leads. And even on preserving democracy, which has obviously been a focal point of the Joe Biden campaign, he only leads on this issue by 4 points.
They're only leading plus four on the issue of, quote, preserving democracy. And so what is left? Or more importantly, based on voter priorities, what's the top issue? Well, it's obviously the economy. But every single leftist talking point on the issue of the economy has utterly failed, totally collapsed. And that's from the perspective of a leftist audience. I mean, we've been covering all the hypocrisy, all the lies relating to this particular issue for years at this point, while left-wingers have been engaging in horrible copium and pro-Biden propaganda. But at this point, the talking points have failed so dramatically that now they, the most partisan of leftists, essentially are sounding like us. The TYT reacted to that Nancy Pelosi video that we were talking about the other day. I'm just gonna say this before we get into the video. Nobody is buying it anymore. The propaganda has officially backfired. Let me show you guys exactly what I mean by that. We got some stuff to get into, so let's roll the tape. All right, folks, so what do Democrats have left if even this isn't working anymore?
Informed, Donald Trump has the worst record of job loss of any president. So we just have to make sure people know.
That was a global pandemic.
He had the worst record of any president. We've had other concerns in our country. If you want to be an apologist for Donald Trump, that may be your role.
You just witnessed Nancy Pelosi proudly display her hypocrisy in the context of the same interview, the same conversation within 3 minutes. That was incredible. She goes from fear-mongering about Donald Trump and his lack of respect for freedom of the press, and then goes on to accuse an anchor at MSNBC, Katie Torr, of being an apologist for Donald Trump for simply stating a fact. That was an incredible moment, and she should be called out for it.
100%. But this is what Democrats and corporate Republicans, both corporate parts of both parties, have been doing my whole life. They bully the press. You think Trump's the first one bullying the press?
Definitely not.
Okay, whenever they ask a question that the politician doesn't like, they lose access. Ask any journalist in Washington. If they're off the record, they'll tell you they're all obsessed with access. So thugs like Nancy Pelosi, Joe Biden, Mitch McConnell, George Bush, etc., have been threatening them their whole lives. How dare you ask me a question I didn't authorize? Can you believe Trump is against the press? Get out of here, man.
And by the way, I just want to reinforce what Katie Torr said there. Look, I'm not going out of my way to defend Katie Torr, right? But she said something accurate.
So technically, Trump lost 5 million jobs in his term. Okay, so I don't actually begrudge Nancy Pelosi for making that point. She's a partisan. She's one of the leaders of the Democratic Party. She's making a point against Donald Trump. No, and technically it's true. No problem. The part that I object to is her then calling Katie Torr an apologist for Trump for pointing out reality.
For doing her job.
And really, MSNBC, are apologists for Donald Trump.
That's so ridiculous.
Okay, I mean, have you watched 1 minute of MSNBC? Okay, but the reason that Pelosi acts that way is because she's used to a lifelong career of every journalist in Washington kissing her ass.
Admiration.
Yeah, and her nickname is Master Legislator.
But the fact that she's being misleading, you think Americans aren't aware of that? When they see those kinds of lies, then they lose trust overall in the party that that representative is representing, and that's the Democratic Party. They don't realize that. They think Americans are idiots. We're not idiots. So rather than touting what Biden has accomplished during his economy, she goes negative, because that's all Democrats are now conditioned to do. Negative, negative, negative. Even when they get things done, right? Even when they have things to celebrate, their minds are not trained to focus on using that as part of their campaign. They've been focused on negative campaigning endlessly since what, 2015? And that's it, that's all they do. And it's misleading, people don't like it because it's dishonest.
Folks, do you realize what that means? That is the top progressive leftist news network, the TYT, a network with over 6 million subscribers on YouTube alone. That's not counting their presence on various different platforms, completely annihilating probably the most prevalent talking point that Democrats have been promoting over the last almost 4 years. Ever since the pandemic hit, and obviously we saw a flash crash in the markets, lockdowns and economic shutdowns, every Democrat and their mother has been posting nonstop phony, fabricated, or at least context-omitting charts suggesting that Donald Trump is the worst economics jobs president. And for years on end, we spoke about this topic. We attempted to debunk it. We spoke about jobs, Joe Biden's reported jobs creation record. And we've been saying the same thing over and over, which of course mostly I think fell on deaf ears. But at this point, now partisan leftoids are saying the same thing, that Democrats are being purposely deceptive, that they're taking the numbers and misrepresenting them. They're taking COVID shutdown numbers to paint Donald Trump as a failure on the issue of job creation. It's completely and patently absurd. And this signals one thing: Joe Biden has lost it all. I mean, he has lost it all. This was one of the last talking points that he had left in his arsenal. But now that all the most recent job reports have started to shift, now that inflation is once again ticking upwards, unemployment with Hispanic and Black Americans is starting to tick up slowly, all of a sudden, there's no more gravity, there's no more substance, at least no more left-wing perceived substance to the phony talking points that the Biden administration has been peddling. Nobody is buying it anymore. And now the most premier left-wing networks are even defending Donald Trump on the issue of the economy. Anna Kasparian essentially sounded exactly like me. It's really wild to think about, but it's been happening more and more as the DNC continues to falter. This is what happens when you build an entire campaign, when you build all of your talking points and rhetoric off of data manipulation and false premises instead of being honest. You know, once again, Democrats fall into the same trap. They show their true colors, they act emotionally. They can't help but attack, antagonize, and attempt to diminish Donald Trump, to destroy his reputation and strip him of his accomplishments. Something that always makes them look vengeful, angry, partisan, biased, hateful, whatever word you want to use. You know, they probably would have been better off just focusing on the fact that there was a pandemic and that they're trying to do something about it. But instead, no, they had to go backwards. They had to attack the last guy. And most importantly, they had to lie. And now all of a sudden, it's all turning around and biting them in the behind as their own voters realize just how deceptive and manipulative they really are. Folks, Bidenomics was their flagship play. They probably spent billions of dollars on the topic itself, focus groups, strategy, ads, and then of course using the media as a proxy to promote the same message. Easily billions of dollars in media airtime devoted to the issue over the last 3.5 years that Joe Biden is such a great economics president, but I think it was all in vain. They obviously screwed it up because they were more focused on manipulative propaganda instead of actually delivering results, instead of actually doing the right thing, what the economy and more importantly, what the country needed. Nobody is buying it. Nobody actually thinks that Donald Trump was a bad economics president or that his administration saw record job loss due to his policies. Everybody understands it was a black swan event that the left is attempting to manipulate. And so the Democrat hopes of winning big on the issue of the economy, well, I'd say it just isn't happening. Anyways, that's pretty much what I got for you guys. Hopefully you enjoyed it. If you did, make sure to leave a like and possibly subscribe. Thanks for watching, and I'll see you on the next one.